You want a sure sign that someone's from the South? Listen closely for their use of the word y'all. It's as Southern as, well, as one of our listeners recently put it, God and football. But do we know where that signature Southern conjunction came from? We found a few folks at a high school football game in Woodstock and asked them.
The word y'all, a conjunction of you all, predominantly used in the South.
Definition is plural you, you people, you guys, if you were from the Northeast.
It's y'all. It's just a Southern thing, I guess.
Oh, I text y'all. And then if it's like y'all's place, it's like Y apostrophe A-L-L apostrophe S.
I'm from New York, and I pretty much adapted that about a couple years ago since my fiancé says it and everybody in the world says it.
I lived in New York for a while, and I said it there too, so I'm good with it. I'm proud.
That was Jonathan, Andrew Levinsky, Amanda, Josh, and CD. The word y'all actually has some surprising origins. We spoke with Cameron Hunt McNabb back in September about the history of y'all. She's an assistant professor of English at Southeastern University in Florida. Here's a part of that conversation. And Cameron, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Tampa, Florida.
Do they say y'all in Tampa, Florida?
Yes, we do. And I'm actually a fourth generation Floridian. And then before that, my family came from Livonia, Georgia. So a lot of Southern roots.
I have to ask, because a lot of people in Georgia say Florida is not part of the South.
I have heard that, yes. Sometimes okay. in Florida, we say you have to go north to get to the deep South.
Okay, so let's go dig a little deeper into the origins of y'all. Is y'all considered a credible word? By English grammarians, is it a dictionary worthy word?
Yes. So the Oxford English Dictionary is kind of the academic standard dictionary that scholars would go to, and y'all is included in there as a contraction of you all. And I think more recently too, a linguistic study has appreciated or gained an appreciation for regional dialects, and so has given more credence to a word like y'all.
So you began to look into the origins of y'all. Why? What caught your interest there?
Well, as I shared in an article that I recently wrote, I say it, obviously, and I went to college in the North, and so I was kind of teased about it, and it became an identity marker for me as being a Southerner. And so more recently, though, I teach a history of the English language class, and I was assigning some readings to my students on different dialects, and one of those dialects was obviously the Southern dialect. And so as my students were reading about different markers of the Southern dialect, I got more curious about what were the origins and the history of y'all, because I think, like many people, I assumed people just started to contract you all, you know, together. And the deeper that I dug into the issue, the more I found that is actually not what scholars think.
So it is not a contraction of you all?
Well, there's two camps of scholars that argue about this. And of course, modern users are using it as a contraction of you all. So when they say y'all, if you ask them what they meant, they mean you all, you know, y'all.
Right.
Total.
All y'all.
All y'all, right. But the origins, I think, about where that word became popular are not just Southerners kind of woke up one day and decided to blend these two words together. So there's kind of two camps, and one camp kind of traces it back to a Scots-Irish pronoun, ye aw, that would have come over with Irish immigrants in
Which
the
means,
1800s.
What does it mean?
It's the second ye all, and it's just the second person plural, exactly like y'all.
Like it's you plural.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the other camp has looked at its long history in African American dialects, and some of our early records trace it into early African American populations, and so that camp focuses on those early dialects, which had that sort of you plural, similar to Gullah, would be a kind of modern example of that. and how it would have become prevalent first in the African-American population and then spread more largely.
I wonder, there's also a connection between the use of a word like y'all and being uneducated. I want to play you this comment from Stephen Colbert. He's from South Carolina, so he's authentically Southern. Does not have a Southern accent, and he was on 60 Minutes back in 2006 explaining why he consciously got rid of his Southern accent.
At a very young age, I decided I was not going to have a Southern accent. When I was a kid watching TV, if you wanted to use a shorthand that someone was stupid, you gave the character a Southern accent. Now, that's not true. Southern people are not stupid. But I didn't want to seem stupid. I wanted to seem smart.
So is there a connection historically between somebody who's maybe rural or unlettered or lesser educated and the use of that word y'all?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. The origins trace back to Appalachia in particular, which is a very rural and historically working class and kind of marginalized area. And so as I was even going through a lot of the records, that was what was coming up, is that people who were recording the phrase were correcting it, you know, were turning it into you all instead of y'all.
Oh, when they took quotes from people, they would actually rewrite y'all to you all.
Yeah, because they were so used to writing in what they thought was standard proper English that they were correcting it. So there is a long history of viewing it as not just a dialect, but as a marker of a certain socioeconomic class.
I wanted to play you one more clip, and you mentioned that the study of regional dialects has kind of risen in the past decade or so, and it's actually started to appear in popular culture more, even so. What comes to mind for us is Friday Night Lights in Nashville, and they use y'all all the time, and they don't use it, as Stephen Colbert described, to show that someone is stupid. Someone actually compiled on YouTube all of the times that Connie Britton's character on Friday Nights said y'all.
Listen to this, y'all.
Listen, y'all.
Listen, y'all.
Y'all, listen to this.
I want to tell y'all.
I want y'all to speak up.
Quiet down, y'all.
What are y'all doing?
You know what, y'all? Get out.
Right now, y'all.
What is behind this sort of renaissance in the appreciation of regional dialects, do you think?
Well, I think that scholars have kind of focused on this for a while, but I think more recently the general population is starting to gain an understanding and an appreciation of how language shapes identity and how language shapes culture and even how language can be powerful. And so out of that, I think, has come a number of television shows, as you mentioned. I really like Friday Night Lights, that have embraced regional identity instead of trying to be more kind of mainstream and kind of try to give no hint of a dialect. I used to joke about shows like Friends and Seinfeld that these New Yorkers have no New York accent, right? They have a very flat accent. But more recently, we have shows like, you know, even Duck Dynasty or the different reality TV shows like The Real Housewives of, you know, wherever that embrace characters who are using their native dialects.
I wonder if listeners out there who have a real Southern drawl, if you've changed your accent ever, as Stephen Colbert did, maybe to sound smarter or fit in better, if that's true, or your thoughts on that, or whether you should have to get rid of an accent. You can give us a call at 404-500-9457. And you said, Cameron, that people would tease you about the use of y'all. Did you ever consider doing what Stephen Colbert was and just trying to sound more accent-free?
Certainly. I used to say ain't a lot as well and kind of phased that out because I was told that it's not proper. I was told that it's kind of a marker of someone who's uneducated. And so I actually ended up kind of getting rid of that. I work in academia, so when I go present at conferences and so forth, I learned pretty quickly that having a Southern accent does not make people think that you're smarter. So, unfortunately. And so I have toned down some of my own accent, particularly when I'm, you know, speaking in an academic role.
Where do you fall in this argument over where y'all comes from? Are you with those who trace it to African-American roots or those who trace it back to Scotland?
Well, I actually think that those two aren't mutually exclusive, and both of those camps admit that. So two populations that would have been in close proximity in Appalachia are Irish immigrants and African Americans. And so if they're exchanging language and exchanging culture, it's no surprise that the word y'all would have emerged out of both of those origins.
That was my conversation with Cameron Hunt McNabb, an assistant professor of English at Southeastern University. We spoke with her back in September.